Well, we got the first one today. We'll take that. A lot of positives, obviously not the end result that we wanted, but there was a lot of good to take away from today.
Matt just really showed up tonight, this morning, actually, but especially in the first period, it seemed like she really gave your team a chance to find their legs. Just what did you think of her overall performance?
Yeah, really excited for her. She had a great game. She was tracking pucks well, her glove. She was making great saves, so she really kept us in it. Cool to see from her.
Sydney Healy's goal, just the confidence to pull off a play like that. What have you seen from her in terms of development just from the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I love her puck management. Like, she uses her size to protect the puck. She continues the play, and obviously she can rip the puck. So really cool. We tried her on a little bit of a different line today. I like how they clicked.
We talked in the first few games about how, you know, you wanted the team to keep their composure in the late parts of the third period. Did you feel like BC kind of took the momentum here to end the game?
I mean, that shift that they scored, obviously they had some chances, but I thought our third period was way better than our second, and like, we had way more changes with possession in the third. We had some grade A quality scoring chances in the third, so I think overall in the third period I was impressed with us, and obviously that one breakdown led to a goal.
Yeah, how did you feel about the defense's effort tonight?
Yeah, we're playing six right now, and so I think they're getting a lot of minutes. I like their effort in the D zone. I think in transition we got caught a few times, and some areas for growth there.
Second clutch, third period power play goal for Nicholson this season. Just what do you say about the effectiveness of the power play late in the game that, you know, you can rely on it to go tie it up?
Yeah, I think it just shows the skill that's there, right? You give these players time and space and an extra body, and they can make things happen, and she's got a wicked shot, and that was a nice goal.
I guess going back to, like, the first period of the game, there was a few slow starts in the losses you guys had recently. What was the key to getting off to a better start in the first this time?
Yeah, we've drawn attention to it. I think we're just continuing to grow and believe in ourselves as a team. I think being able to start from the hop like that, I mean, it's never hard to get up for a battle of Comm Ave and a lot of screaming kids in the stands. So I think a little bit of everything goes into it.
Can you talk a little bit about the environment of the game and how did the morning start affect the team, do you think?
From the get-go, it was kind of a cool vibe all morning. I mean, where we started our pregame meal and the sun's coming up, and it's cool. It's a Friday where we're not in class and you get to play hockey, and I felt like our girls really lived in the moment, just enjoyed it. Obviously, having a bunch of the young girls here and boys and seeing a women's hockey game is really cool.
Pretty quick turnaround tomorrow. Just what are the biggest positives you want to take today into Providence?
Yeah, I think continued growth of our special teams, ready to go off the start, and just one day better.